The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hour number two of the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Now, a little behind the scenes, and again, this was in the form of a text. If you're just joining us, you won't know the backstory here. Last hour, at 3 o'clock, we had an interview scheduled with Daryl Strawberry, who I guess is on the road or at airports. And so Daryl missed the window. And I texted him on the break and said, are you calling in today? And about 15 minutes later, he said, yeah, trying conditions, but yes, what time? And I said, are you available at 4? Which is right now. And he said, yes, give me the number. So I texted him the number, and I'm just kind of staring at the hotline. And I don't want to, we've got a full board from the previous conversation, save one line. And I just want to give Daryl a moment or two if he is calling in. Because, in fact, I think what I'll do is I'll assume he's going to call in. Maybe he's delayed. And I'm just going to take a call or two until the hotline rings. Now, if you're just joining us, and there's the hotline ringing. So I think what we'll do is, those of you that are on hold, Eric, Yvette, Charlie, Hunter, Fred, others as well, be patient. On the other side of our impact segment, we'll reset and we'll take your calls. I think that's what I'd like to do, because Daryl is going to great lengths to call in right now. So that being said, the man I'm about to bring on board, many of you know him, mostly from his days playing Major League Baseball. He is now one of God's athletes. Let me just bring on Daryl Strawberry. D, where are you? How are you, brother?
I'm doing well, Frankie, baby. How are you?
It's good to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just got back home last night from Florida. Of course, I was in the sunshine of 80, and I come back to the 40s degrees, you know?
Well, you and Trace moved to the Midwest, so that's winter in the Midwest.
That's winter in the Midwest. But we love the Midwest. It's beautiful here. It's quiet. And we are blessed to be back in the Midwest.
Yeah, amen. Look, man, I'm going to cut to the chase. First of all, I'm blessed to call you my brother in the Lord. I shared a story last hour the first time I met you when you and Tracy were on the program probably 5-6 years ago. And I didn't know you then, but in the last number of years, you and I have gotten to be pretty close. And I share with the listeners how you have a heart for ministry, especially men's ministry, and you've spoken at a lot of our KMG events. What's going on in the life and the heart of Daryl Strawberry by which you are so compelled to share the gospel right now?
Well, I'm just in such a great urgency. Life is very short, and you don't know when your day will come and when God's going to call you home. And you know, that question is going to be to every last one of us. What did you do? You know, what did you do for my kingdom when we're down here? And I think a lot of times men miss that. You know, they're so busy and competing against each other and wanting to be the best and have the best. And there's nothing wrong with that. I always say there's nothing wrong with that. But God must be first. God, it must be a relationship with Christ himself. And I see such a great urgency for guys to give their heart to the Lord and turn from all these worldly things. I think so many of them get consumed with so many worldly things and want to be the next this, next that. Frank, you don't have to be the next this, next that. All you have to be is the next you who God called you to be. And I think so many times there's such a great competition in ministry and who preaches better and who's this and that. Man, I don't really care who preaches better. I'm not even qualified to preach. I'm just glad he let me preach. When I see the struggle that is needed in the churches, and I travel, I do a lot of men's conferences, I do a lot of large churches across America, and I see the struggle and I see the burden that people have. It just it gets to me, and, you know, it really gets to me because I come from a worldly standpoint. What most people don't understand, I have been very successful. I'm not trying to be successful anymore. I am focused on being holy, focused on the cross, and focusing on winning souls. I mean, at this last part of my life, you know, a guy that's been through everything, through drug addiction, and Florida State Prison, one kidney left. You know, God has really been good to me. So I need to finish up strong and win as many souls as I can. I mean, because there's nothing else. I think so many times people think it's really about us and the platform, and Jesus is the greatest platform. If you could understand Jesus, who Jesus is, I think people take that name lightly, you know, about who Jesus is. You know, he's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end of everything. And when they could understand that, you don't need anything else when you got Jesus.
Daryl, there are thousands of men listening right now from all walks of life. Some are saved, some aren't, some think they are. We'll find out one day for sure. What is your thought on the overall state of manhood today? Now, I I'll clarify that. Whether you want to comment in the church, outside the church, how are men doing as a whole?
Well, I think they're struggling for the identity more than anything. You know, that's why most men don't commit. They don't come all the way in. And I was one of those guys too. Wouldn't really all commit. And I think that's what we see the struggle is. The commitment from them is they don't want to give up their worldly ways. They like the lustful things of the world. You know, and when you look at that, and that's all you know, you don't know anything else. And I think that's the struggle. You know, for men, I think they haven't taken their rightful place of who they are in Christ. They're looking at somebody else instead of looking in. I just remember when I was this great baseball player, I never looked at anybody else. I didn't care who I was playing against. I always looked at me. And I think that's what we have to do as Christians. We have to look at ourselves. Am I fulfilling the purpose over my life that God has called me to be, and not trying to copycat and be like someone else? And I think that's where the struggle is, and we look at somebody else and we think, wow, they're very successful, but you don't know what kind of hell they went through, you know, to be where they at with God today. And that's what happens to a lot of people. They don't understand. Did nobody just get called by God? You've been through something to be able to be called to stand and share the gospel, because if you don't have a message for anyone that you've been through something and you've been clean all your life, then you're fooling people and you're not leading people the right way. So I think God is looking for people who's unqualified, who really don't care what anybody else thinks, Frank. And I think he's looking for people who preaches the gospel. It's the word of God. I think, and I've been studying the book Ecclesiastes, and I've been studying that book about King Solomon and how he talks about everything is vanity and meaningless. It really is. I mean, I've had everything. I already know it is. So I'm not missing out on anything. I'm not chasing, you know, to get to the top. I'm chasing to finish the race, yeah, strong down here and leading men and to the cross and letting them come back and repent and ask God to forgive you. If he took a heathen like me, why would he change you? You know, I was in a public eye doing everything I was doing from a worldly standpoint in the public eye and falling short on every area of life. And then everybody got rid of me. And then God saw me okay, that it was time you were ready to answer the call. And just like he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Everybody else will leave you. They will forsake you, but I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Daryl Strawberry is on the phone from the beautiful state of Missouri. And he is one of our featured speakers this Saturday at our Kingdom Men's Gathering in Los Angeles at Faithful Central. Now, D, you talk all across the country. I know you a couple hundred dates a year, and you are asked to speak at many different types of men conferences in the church and outside the church, and you've done enough KMG events. For some guys listening right now that have never been, what's your experience of what we do or what's going to happen this Saturday? What do we do at a KMG event?
Well, KMG event is where you can gather and you can come together as men and not have to worry. Just let your guards down, be free, and be open. And what I mean be open, I mean be open to receive from the guys that's going to be speaking to you about their transformation with God and what he's called them to do from nowhere. You know, that's basically what God calls people from out of nowhere, and that's what KMG has been about. That's why I love it so much, because guys can come there and they can find out, you know, who they really are if they're really open to receive. I think a lot of times guys have a hard time trying to receive because they don't know about the church, and you know, they don't know about the pastor because they think he's this and that. You know, it's not about a pastor; it's about the word. You know, and that's what I love about, you know, KMG. I love the fact that it's raw. You know, we get to be raw, and you get to really talk about some real things, and you know, you really get to challenge, you know, the guys that are there to make a decision to pick up their cross and carry it, and you know, so they can understand that it's really worth it if you pick up your cross and carry it. So. That's the importance of guys coming there and being open and not worrying about it, not looking around at who's looking at me. Don't worry about who's looking at you, because they're going to talk about you anyway. Get over it. Just keep moving. You just got to keep going forward. That's what I tell guys all the time. Just keep going forward and don't look back. There's nothing back there.
Now, Darrell, I've gotten to know you quite well over the last few years, and I want to share with the listeners, and you can respond as you see fit. There's an intensity about you that I've noticed has escalated just in the last few years. And your intensity is about getting the word out. You said this when we first got on. Like, we've got to understand that time is short. And so maybe talk a little bit more about, for those that don't know, your testimony and how it is Darrell Strawberry went from Major League All-Star and World Series champ and crash and burn, and yet here you are. You're on fire for the Lord, and this is soul winning is the most important thing in your life, notwithstanding.
Yeah, soul winning is the most important thing. When the Lord downloaded inside of me, it was about winning souls. Enough of this foolishness and thinking, well, God's going to give you this and he's going to give you that. God is not going to, he don't give, you know, he blesses, yes, of course, but that's not the purpose, you know, for us following Christ. The purpose for us following Christ is to step into purpose, and why he called us. That's that Romans 8:28. It says, and we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, to those called according to his purpose. When we understand that we're called according to his purpose, then you realize it is his work that I'm doing. It's not the work of me. It's the work that he's called me to do. And you can rise up every day, and you don't have to look at yourself, because you know you walk supernaturally with God. See, I know I supernaturally, for a prank, I walk supernaturally with the Holy Spirit. There's no question about it. I love the Holy Spirit. He's taught me all things, and I trust him. I trust him for preaching. I trust him for, you know, when we're getting ready to walk in a situation, a church or wherever it may be, I trust that he has the words that needs to be said, and I believe that. And I just think that's the important thing for, you know, guys to understand. I think, see, what happens with guys, I think the problem is if we can't get past, you know, the old. That's the problem for most guys. See, I had to get past the old. You know, I'm preaching a lesson now, you know, about that with men. You know, no more hiding over the past. You know, no more hiding over the past. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I can't get to the new if I'm still holding on to old. If I'm still talking about the trophies and the success I had as a Major League Baseball player, I can't never get to where God wants to get me and what he wants to be able to bring a revelation to me, because I'm thinking about the old of who I was. No, he's dead. That guy is gone. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he's a new creation. You are new. I've been made new. So I don't hold on to that. So if guys can understand that and come, you know, to a men's conference like this and gather themselves and get the revelation of Christ down inside of them, they will never have to be the same. You can walk out of there and you can have the experience in your lifetime with God's presence, power of the Holy Spirit, that will change you forever, and it will send you in a different direction. And the direction is great, because at the end of the day, it's about soul winning. You know, Billy Graham was the greatest soul winner of all time, the greatest. You know, when I saw his crusade, I was just in awe that so many people would come down when he made an altar call. We've gotten away from altar calls, you know, in the churches. You know, we don't want to mess. We don't want to get under people's feathers. We don't want to talk about sin. You better talk about sin because you need to repent. You got, you know, we're all sinners. We just, some of us just don't practice no more. That's just the way it is. You know, it's the way of life. We need to talk about the real things that the Bible talks about that makes people well, because it is the Bible. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. You don't know knowledge and understanding of God's word. That's why people are perishing, you know, and that's why they can't get the victory. That's why I was perishing, because I had no kingdom knowledge. I had earthly knowledge, but no kingdom knowledge. And kingdom knowledge is more powerful than earthly knowledge.
Daryl Strawberry is my guest. He'll be at our Kingdom Men's Gathering this Saturday morning in Los Angeles. If you'd like to inquire about speakers and tickets availability, go to franksontag.com. We made that domain very easy for you. Just go to franksontag.com. D, what about the man? Maybe there's one listening right now. He's listening to you, and his thought is, I'm good. I'm fine. I'm good with God, and I'm okay. I don't need something like this. Can we talk about the importance of recognizing being dependent on Jesus for everything?
Yeah, well, because see, we live here with earthly things, and people think, well, I have it all together. You know, I got money in the bank, I got a house up on the hill, and you know, I don't really have any problems. You know, yeah, you don't have any problems till you get ready to die, and then where are you going? I don't think they ever think about that. Then you'd be fighting yourself, you know, to ask God to let you in into His kingdom. You know, when you had every opportunity down here, you know, that's the problem with it. With guys today, you know, they want to wait. There's no waiting. Your life can come to a stop just like that, and it's over. And there's no return, no turning back. So take advantage of the time that you have to walk this walk and be a winner for the kingdom of God. I think that's where we got to get back to. We got to get bold with the gospel. I think so many people are gotten to a place where they compromise. Well, that's for them. You know, I really don't need that. Well, you're not reading that same Bible then, because the Bible that I read brings about revelation. And every time I go back to read it again, it brings another revelation. You should get revelation after revelation reading this book. And I think a lot of guys don't think, well, that's for them, you know. And I would just hope, my prayer is, I would just hope that you would just show up Saturday so you can just really hear from the different speakers, and then you might think different about, you know, your day-to-day activities in your life and what's really important. Because the thing about it is, all the speakers, we don't have anything to gain. We've been on that side already of being away from God. Now getting on the side, and boy, I tell you, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, you realize there's nothing else. Why have I been fighting myself all these years? Just to really get to this place is because I was so selfish and I just didn't want to surrender. I think that's the real key to a guy being able to surrender to God and letting Him be Lord over his life.
My goodness, you just kind of led me where I was thinking as you were talking, the idea of surrendering. And there are some that are, they're thinking, well, maybe I want to come Saturday, but I don't know anybody, or I'm hiding, I'm isolated. You talked about the past and how the past, we hold on to the past. And the last thing I'll ask you, and anything else, talk about true freedom in Jesus. Who is Jesus? What's His plan for men? What about biblical manhood? Just let it hang out there for a few moments, the way that the Holy Spirit uses you and I've heard you preach.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus is just incredible, you know, for that guy to think, you know, I don't fit in. Yeah, none of us fit in. You know, let's get over it. We have to walk in to get in. You know, and that's the problem with a lot of us. We don't want to walk in and to get in. We got to walk in to get into the plan that God really has for your life. And you got to turn away from some of these earthly things. You know, like I said, so many guys are just consumed with television, consumed with who's right and who's wrong. It don't matter. When you start picking up the Bible and reading it, you'll know who's right and who's wrong, and you'll know who Jesus is. When you go to the book of John and all the miracles, you know, turning water into wine, feeding 5,000, raising Lazarus from the dead, all the miracles that he was doing, he's doing today. Well, look at me, look at Frank, look at Matthew, look at all the people that's going to be at Bishop, all the people. He's still a miracle maker. He's changed all our life. We've all come from somewhere. We wasn't always Thy So Holy, you know, and Praise the Lord, you know, is God had to strike us a few times, so it's okay. But he still has allowed you to be here. That's what really bothers me with men. He's allowed you to be here, and you just still continue to straddle that fence. I get it. I straddled that fence for a long time. I nearly lost my life. I'm so grateful for the grace. Ephesians 3:20, now to him is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to his power that works in us. It's a great power of Christ, Jesus Christ himself. When he went to that tomb and he shed his blood on that cross, he shed it for us that we may have life and have it more abundantly, not missing anything, not lacking anything, you know, because abundant life is so much greater than most people think. It means the freedom that I have on the inside. Yeah, I might not have everything that I think I should have, but that's okay. I'm free. I'm not bound. You know, I'm not in chains anymore. I'm not a slave to the enemy anymore. I have victory over the enemy because of Christ, you know, going to the tomb and getting up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. So that's who Jesus is. He's the one that has all power in his hand that allow you to be just like him. If you decide you're going to make that commitment and you're going to run with it and you're going to be bold about it, and I'm not going to sit on the sideline and play pity pat anymore. You know, I'm not going to play with the devil anymore because the devil will kill you. Jesus talks about that in John 10:10. He says, the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly. He's talking about peace, joy, wisdom, knowledge. He's talking about all these great things that I will give you. But I tell you, Frank, I am so free inside of myself. Sometimes I don't even know what to do. I say, God, you probably need to take me and get me on out of here.
Daryl Strawberry is my guest. We'll end with this and anything else you want to share. I share with my 3 o'clock listeners how you always call me and kind of check in, and you're my pep talk guy and you're my Jesus guy, and we're brothers in this together. And you had called me a week or so ago and said, what's going on with KMG? And I had shared how we lost another speaker. It's been very interesting the last few weeks. And in your words, let me check my schedule. I'm in Arkansas. I'll be there. And I said, I didn't ask you. And you're like, brother, I'm in. So I just appreciate your commitment. And the theme for 2020 for KMG is commit. So share with the brothers listening right now. Invite them to be there, and anything else God has on your heart you want to share in closing.
Yeah, I just encourage all you brothers, you know, to just come and be there for yourself. It's not for anyone else. It's for yourself to have this encounter with God himself. Because that's what, when you make the commitment, that's when you have the encounter. And I think a lot of times brothers think, well, no, this is not for me, and I don't really need this. But It's the commitment that you make to come to an event like this that changes everything about your life, change the course of your life, you know. And I think guys really need to, you know, make that commitment to their heart. It's the heart of a man. You know, God's not looking at the head. He's not looking at the wallet size of a guy. He's looking at the heart of a man. When a man makes a decision with his heart, and that's what it was for me, Frank, when you said you were losing speakers, I just believe guys don't have an urgency when, and know the importance of coming and speaking at a men's conference. It's so important. It's so vital, you know, to be able to make that commitment to be able to show up and go, you know, and pour into these guys that God send you to. There's nothing greater than pouring into guys when God send you. There's nothing greater because you're not doing the work. God's doing the work through you, but it's going to reach those that are struggling, and it's going to bring hope to somebody that has a hopeless situation. You know how many men will walk through that door in a hopeless situation and they'll leave there and the Holy Spirit touches their heart and convicts them? Because they see the only person who can convict you is the power of the Holy Spirit, not us as a man. You know, it's the power of the Holy Spirit to convict you. But once he convicts you because he's ready to change you and bring you into the place and the purpose of your life. So I just encourage you, brothers, you know, in Southern California, I love Frank. I love KMG. I love everything about what they do and they stand for. And yes, it's a commitment. You know, you got to commit. If you commit, God will show up.
This Saturday at Faithful Central Bible Church, Daryl Strawberry will be there as well as others for our KMG event. If you'd like to inquire about tickets and speakers and all the particulars, go to franksontag.com, or you can go to kmgministries.com right now. D, I love you, man. I'll see you, Lord willing. I'll see you Saturday morning.
I love you too, brother. I'll be in Arkansas Thursday. Tomorrow, I got a men's conference tomorrow night, and brother, I'm on that plane to Cali. We're going to win some souls.
Tell that wife of yours that Aaron and I love her, and we love you immensely as well, right. Daryl.
Love you guys too, bro. All right, Frank.
All right, brother. God bless. Daryl Strawberry, who, again, man, I'll tell you, if you have one brother in your life like that, you know God's got your back. And I'm just grateful for D and everything he does for KMG. And, men, I'll share again. We pray we see you Saturday morning. And I got an email from a listener. He's, you know, do you have the itinerary and what's going to happen? And am I going to be asked to get up and share anything? Look, we make it easy. Like Daryl said, just show up. You can sit there and just kind of process things. It's between you and God. But I've seen it happen enough, time and time again at our events. God will have a word for you. But as Daryl said, you just have to make the first step. So you know the deal now. Los Angeles, Faithful Central. Go to franksontag.com to get your spot. We will see you. Lord willing, we do pray to see you Saturday morning at our KMG event at Faithful Central Bible Church. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. In our remaining 30 minutes, we're going to kind of circle back and, well, share a bit about what we've been doing throughout most of the program today. Now, if you're just joining us, stay with us. I started off the program today, the House floor in Virginia. Last week, a pastor prayed for the rights of the unborn. Some House representatives actually walked out. They were upset that Pastor Robert Grant shared a prayer for the unborn. House Speaker Eileen Corn, a Democrat, actually gaveled him and cut him off and then began citing the Pledge of Allegiance. They wanted nothing to do with hearing about the unborn. Also, there's a story in the news that has to do with Planned Parenthood and the fashion world being all over itself to back Planned Parenthood, the likes of Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, Converse, to name a few. They proudly give back to Planned Parenthood. Then LifeSite News, Lila Rose, posted this particular audio piece. Now, it's an excerpt. We don't have the entire sermon. From a pastor in North Carolina. This is what he shared with his congregation.
As a black minister, would you please explain why you haven't explained to your told your congregation of the evils of Planned Parenthood? Everybody's talking about being woke. Woke! Woke! And you didn't know that Margaret Sanger? You didn't know that Margaret Sanger said this? We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. Now, this was written in 1939. So how are you going to be woke? How are you going to be a woke church and don't know this? This is old. This is old. You bishops and pastors and leaders out there, if you haven't told your congregation about the number one killer of African Americans, an organization that kills more African Americans every 2 weeks than the Klan did in its entire history, you are not qualified to use the word woke. For you are the epitome of being asleep. You're asleep at the wheel.
Just calling out his congregation, and I would invite your comments. 888-528-2557. Now, ideally, I would love to hear from you specifically about the audio clip. We took some calls previously, and some people were all over the place. And I guess that's the nature of radio. You're all listening from various walks In fact, one of the callers that just dropped off, I think, took my cue, wanted to mention something about Colombia and abortion. Look, I'm just asking for specific comments. In America, as it applies to kind of the past that Planned Parenthood gets in the media, we hear about women's right to choose, and this is about health implications. And are we honest in our country about the realities of abortion? And what about the church? What about the history of Planned Parenthood? And again, I want to be sensitive to the issue of race here. This is a black pastor calling out his congregation. Maybe this resonates with you as well. What do we do with this? What about abortion? Is it enough to be anti-abortion? Is that the same thing as being in a pro-life position? And maybe you're a listener right now that, again, I want just open conversation and dialogue here. Maybe you take issue with the sentiment that was shared. Maybe you come from a pro-choice position. I'll take your call as well. 888-528-2557. Last thought, and we'll go back to the phones. We hear all about a woman's right to choose. Do the unborn have rights too? That's a direct question, not just rhetorical. 888-528-2557. We have a line open. Charlie in Los Angeles, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air, Charlie.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I disagree with the earlier caller. His name was Michael. I think the subject of abortion should be spoken of in the churches because in many cases it involves lying, adultery, fornication, and murder.
Okay. Thank you for your comments. I appreciate you being so succinct and clear. Thank you, Charlie. Hunter in Los Angeles. Hunter, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. God bless.
You as well. Thanks for calling, Hunter.
Hi, Frank. I go to Grace Church with John MacArthur. And, you know, the last caller was great, but, you know, I've been listening for a while before you had Mr. Strawberry on. And those few callers before just, you know, they comment like brainwashed children of darkness. You know, I'm in the entertainment industry, as you know, as many unbelievers in there. Ultimately, Satan runs, you know, a lot of people and deceives them. And when actors thank God, you know, and President Obama does, I mean, what God are they talking about? You know, people like Pelosi and Schumer, they trick people that they are they're accepting of all and that they're world peace profiteers. And it's pretty much all lies. I went into a Planned Parenthood in Boulder, Colorado. It was packed with women, and I know girls in colleges who use Plan B as birth control these days, monthly. And abortion, the lawmakers, is brainwashing people to think that having unplanned and premarital sex is a right, and it's not. It's a gift from God between two married people, and abortion is murder. People who suggest it, as my father suggested my mother, they're not just ignorant. I mean, they're sinners like all of us. Who are above all things deceitful and desperately wicked. And the pastor in North Carolina is 100% right.
Hunter, thank you for your call and your perspective. Know you're welcome anytime. We've got one more segment and virtually a wide open board, 888-528-2557. We invite you to call and share any of your thoughts on either the audio clip, and if you missed it, we'll play it one last time when we come back, or just the overall position of where you stand on the realities of abortion in our country specifically is what I'm looking for. And what about the position of pro-choice? Is that a scriptural point of view? Can you be a Christian and be pro-choice? I'd love to hear from you, men and women, 888-528-2557. We have a weather check, which is brought to us by First 5 California. Sunny and pretty mild temperatures, highs around 70 in the warm inland areas, overnight lows in the upper 40s. One line open, 888-528-2557. We'll continue with more of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Our final segment, we have a full board. We're going to take your calls in a moment. A pastor in North Carolina called his church out. His name is Bishop Patrick Wooden Sr. His church is Upper Room. And again, this is an excerpt of a sermon he did. I don't have access to all of it, but this is a brief glimpse into what he shared.
As a black minister, would you please explain why you haven't explained to your told your congregation of the evils of Planned Parenthood? Everybody's talking about being woke. Woke. And you didn't know that Margaret Sanger? You didn't know that Margaret Sanger said this? We don't want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood. Now, this was written in 1939. So how are you going to be woke? How are you going to be a woke church and don't know this? This is old. This is old. It's you bishops and pastors and leaders out there, if you haven't told your congregation about the number one killer of African Americans, an organization that kills more African Americans every 2 weeks than the Klan did in its entire history, you are not qualified to use the word woke. For you are the epitome of being asleep. You're asleep at the wheel.
All right, now we'll go to your calls, 888-528-2557. I'll try to be brief with as many of you as I can. Carla in Studio City. Carla, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hey, I just say amen and thank you, brother, for telling it like it is. And this is Carla with a K. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome. I didn't say anything, but thank you for calling. Sherry or Cherie in Inland Empire, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, my comment is about the pastor. I just thank God for his obedience that he was able to communicate that to the congregation. And it also, it just rings true to me, maybe the wheat's been separate from the tares. Those who are for, those who are against, there's not going to be any gray areas. And one more thing quickly came up. My husband and I went, it was my date night. We went to see, because of your advertisement, Blind Eyes Open, and they had, you know, the segment on there about Planned Parenthood. And my husband was not regretting seeing the movie. At first, he just was not into it, didn't want to go. But since I said date night, he went along, and he liked them saying about, you know, the churches aren't prepared for the offenders or the recoup of the people who's gone through all the trafficking. So it was, we went to Ontario Mills, $15 each. That was my date night. So he really, it overwhelmed him. I could tell. He's like a hardcore guy. Mm-hmm. And that's all. But I'm really grateful for this pastor. Hope there's more coming up like it.
Yeah, amen. Thank you for your call, Cherie. Thank you for seeing Blind Eyes Open. For those of you that missed that interview, website is blindeyesopened.com. It is a glimpse into the world of sex trafficking and what we can do to stop it. And I praise God for women like Cherie that told her husband, hey, date night, let's go see it. Sandra in San Dimas, you're on the Frank Sontag Show. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Frank. Hey, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just really quick. You know, I'm a mother of eight, and I've been put in situations, not myself, you know, obviously. I put myself in some situations, being married and getting pregnant, you know, and it was tough for my husband and I financially. But, you know, no one taught me about God. I didn't know about Jesus Christ. My parents were Catholic, but never really taught me about, you know, things like that. And so, you know, I had an abortion, and I carry that with me. I do. I carry it with me. Now I'm a Christian. I raise my children Christian, and I teach my children and my grandchildren all about the love of God. And I know that Jesus, I know that God's forgiven me, but I take that with me. I carry it with me because I was uneducated. And I think that, hooray for that pastor to preach it to his congregation. We need more of that. We need more of that. My children need to hear stuff like that. My grandchildren need to hear it, not just from me, you know, from the congregation, from the church, from everywhere. Everywhere we look, we have to just preach it. So amen to that pastor. around as Christians. Sometimes we're afraid to offend people. We're afraid to offend our friends or our family. But what are we doing?
Sandra, thank you for your call. And I pray for continued restoration in your life as it applies to a decision you made when you just didn't know. God bless you, Sandra. Thank you for sharing. I'm not going to have time to get everybody on. I apologize. Let me try to take another caller to Jim in Redondo Beach. Jim, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Frank, thank you for the work that you do and that pastor telling the truth. I'm reminded of a quote from George Orwell, which describes this era, which I think is the most deceitful era of my lifetime. Not that there hasn't been deceit. It's, quote, telling the truth in a time of universal deceit is truly revolutionary. Really. You know?
So what do we do with all of this, Jim? As men, what do we do to address this, especially this issue? Because society and the public dialogue is, well, men don't even have a right to talk about this stuff.
Well, this is, it's political correctness. It's censorship. You know, this is what's happened. And people need to stand up and have some backbone, you know. We're going to answer the Lord one day, aren't we? You know? And we shouldn't, you know, as Lincoln said, to sin in silence when we ought to speak out makes cowards of people. We shouldn't be cowards. We should speak out. There are people in previous generations. Martin Luther King was against abortion, you know, as Albeda King has pointed out. He was fearless, you know. And so we should take a page out of people from the past that had some guts and act like that. Really, that's the only way we're going to deal with these issues. If not, then our society won't survive, because you can't survive without having a little backbone and a little spine, you know.
Jim, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let me close with this note, and again, I hope you understand, and I hope I articulate it well enough. This isn't about agreeing with Frank. I actually embrace disagreement. I like disagreement. It can be a really good thing if you're respectful about the exchange. But I think, for me, the answer is ultimately in agreeing with the Bible. Jim just talked about backbone. My heart, as a man, is to lovingly challenge other men to find the power in the Lord to have backbone and speak out against evil, if you will. Now, we're going to have a little gathering this Saturday in Los Angeles at Faithful Central Bible Church. Whether you are a follower of Jesus or not, if you're a man, you're invited. You can be passive. You don't have to engage and participate. But we pray that you'll be there. We've got a number of incredible speakers and a seat available for you. We have special group discounts. Go to kmgministries.com, or you can go to franksontag.com and get your spot right now. Saturday morning, we'll start about 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. When all is said and done, we're done at 1. God will have a word for each and every one of you. Your life will be changed if you take the first step and commit to coming. We hope to see you. You can get all the info at franksontag.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.